oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. I understand that companies got to make their money. And gold, I'm not saying that gold is a bad investment. In fact, gold is probably the most reasonable and logical investment you can make if you're looking to hedge against future collapse. All right, that's fine. You're not doing it again to make money. You're not doing it because, oh, that gold's going to go up or down in value. You're doing it because you want to be able to hide that gold away and then take it out when everything gets back to normal, when the new world order have taken over, and you can cash in that gold for whatever the new currency is going to be. Some say it's the Amero, some say it's this or that or whatever. Whatever. Okay? That's the purpose of gold. There is no other purpose. I'm sorry to tell you that. People say, you're going to be able to trade gold. Well, let me tell you a little story. I was a blackjack dealer. when I was 21, 22 or so, moved up to Tahoe and trained. And then I worked on an Indian reservation, made a lot more money because it was tax-free. So I'm sitting there, and one of the things they taught us was, hey, when you get a silver coin, because, of course, this was, you know, this was 1993 or so. I graduated in 1990, and 94, maybe 95. And so I'm like, well, gosh, why? What's the difference? I mean, literally, I'm like, what's the difference? I don't understand. Why would I save a silver coin or you know, a coin that's before a certain year? I can understand the age, but what does the silver have to do with it? And I guarantee you, folks, that probably at least 50%, if not a lot more than that, of people are going to have the same exact opinion. When you try to hand them a silver coin that looks exactly like a quarter, exactly like any other quarter you'd find, and you say, this is a silver coin, they're going to be like, so? Oh, yeah, I've heard about silver. Oh, I've got a silver. How does that make any difference between a regular coin and a silver coin? See, people don't understand that type of value. They only understand what they see in front of them. This is a very important notion. And the reason I say this, and the reason I am saying this, is because I'm going to retract what I have said before. And that is to say that the one thing that these gurus, these shock jocks out there are telling you is that there will be a run on the banks. What does that mean? Well, most people now rely almost strictly, and it bothers the hell out of me, almost strictly on credit cards. My mom is one. I mean, every once in a while, she'll go to the bank, she'll get a couple $100 out. But for the most part, at any one time, anybody is carrying very little cash on them. Most of the cash is in banks. Most of the cash is in stores. Most of the cash is in safes that are not personal safes. Yeah, some people have cash. They're and I'm starting to wonder about this. All right, so I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna try to appeal to your logic and reason here. All right. Now there are currently, according to the U.S. Census, oh, it just went up by one because there's a birth every certain seconds. I can't see where it says that in the United States, but. Oh, yeah, a birth in the United States every 8 seconds, it says. 320,230,656. Congratulations. Get a cigar. You'll need another one in 8 seconds. 320,230,000 people. All right? There are currently, according to the Federal Reserve Bank, and again, I want you to, I'm just only appealing to your logic here. Forget it. Forget everything else you think you know. There is approximately $1.34 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve, in circulation as of January 7th, 2015, of which $1.29 trillion was in actual Federal Reserve notes. Those are the dollars that we're all familiar with. Now, when I divide the total population of the United States, 320 million or so, into 1.29 trillion, I come up with a grand total per person of $3,201.90, give or take. Let's round up. 3202. Let's round down. 3200. That's easier. Okay, so for every person, there is exactly $3,200 in Federal Reserve notes. Now, why is that significant? Well, if I were to take that and I were to say, well, you know, most of the cash is not in circulation. Actually, in other words, it's not in the hands of the people. So I would probably take $1,000 or $2,000 away from that because most of the cash is in banks, which if there's a bank run, that means the banks are going to close their doors because they don't want people rushing in to take all the actual cash. All right, the rest of it's in corporations, in stores, in safes, all of this. So that leaves, well, we'll just say, let's just say a less conservative amount. Let's say there's $2,000 for every person in the United States. All right? That's actually out there, available to touch, taste, and feel. Well, you probably don't want to taste it. To spend. Okay? Now, at this point, now that we've come to a sort of a figure, that's not a lot of money, folks. That's not a lot of cash. What I want to tell you is that my personal opinion has changed. After seeing human nature firsthand, now, as I've told you folks, I lived in New York, I lived in Manhattan, I lived halfway between the World Trade Center and the World Trade Center and the, what's it called, Empire State Building, okay? I had a beautiful view from my about 13-story roof, 14-story roof, of both. The World Trade Center was a little farther away. All right, I lived in the West Village. I lived on 11th Street. Everything below 14th Street was closed down, so it was very, very difficult. What happened to me, very simply, is that I got to glimpse what it was like to live in a city of millions of people, even more millions when it's business hours. I got to live in a city that was literally shut down by government, where no transit was allowed over the bridges or through the tunnels, where no supplies were allowed in to fill the stores, because of course nothing grows in the city. Everybody's completely dependent on imports. Exports have nothing to do with the imports that are coming in. In other words, the essential survival stuff, food, etc. Wouldn't have a shortage of clothes. So you got the fashion industry, the fashion capital there, besides France and Italy. The point I'm trying to make is when 9/11 happened, after all of the shock, after all the craziness, what did we think? We said, well, we better go to the store because we just heard on the news that they're closing up the city. Probably pretty reasonable and logical to go out and get some. And we walk out. Now, if you're watching a movie, they're gonna show that after something like 9/11, immediately people are gonna start looting, throwing chairs through windows, setting things on fire, blowing up cars, because that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that without their system, everything's gonna fall apart immediately, and that's just not true. All right, people were not happy, but they were very calm. And they were very sympathetic. In fact, I would say during 9/11, during the aftermath of 9/11, the people were in New York were nicer to each other than they ever have been. In fact, it did the opposite of what you'd see in a movie. Okay, people were polite. They were helping each other, doing anything they could to help anyone else. That's the reality of people. Okay, until they realize there's nothing to eat. Now, we go to the store. We go to the grocery store, and there's a grocery store every other block, so it's not that big a deal. You carry your groceries home. You know, hardly anybody has cars. Well, the rich people do, and it's impossible to park unless you pay. I mean, people pay $1 million for a damn parking space in New York, just so you know. It's prime real estate. I was lucky. We had rent control, so I was able to afford where I lived. 800 and something a month divided between three people. So, all right, so we go to the store, not feeling threatened at all. Everybody's just in shock and horrified at what happened, but everybody's very loving. For New York, that's great. So we go to the store, we find that the store is already filled because we waited, and it's wrapped around one whole time and then down an aisle. We notice that the water is almost completely depleted, the supply of water. We still had running water, but we decided we better stock up just in case. So we filled a cart, got a lot of water, filled two carts, actually. One with water, one with food. And we waited for about 2 hours to check out of the store. Now, during that time, did someone rob the store? Was there a Molotov cocktail that someone happened to make during that? No, none of that happened. There was no riots. There was not even anybody that was yelling. I mean, people were they're still very nice. See, what I'm trying to tell you is that right when something like this that we're talking about happens, the immediate effect is not going to be felt. It's not like in the movies. You're not going to see people rioting in the streets just because something happened, just because they declare a bank run, a bank emergency, just because a war starts. You're not going to see people killing and maiming and rioting and raping in the streets. That's just not how it works. People aren't like that. They must be driven to that point. Now, keeping in mind that, of course, the supply chain had been disrupted and nothing else was getting into the store, by the time we get up to the cash registers, the store was looking pretty bare. There was no water left. In fact, I remember there was one bottle just sitting there and nobody was grabbing it. It's like that politeness thing. I don't know. Very strange. But, you know, I'll finish the story when we get back. It's very relevant because I want people to start thinking about cash. We'll be back.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow, water can crash.
The cash supply. Now, okay, so I'm sitting, I'm in line. The stocks are getting low. People are still very calm. They're just there, polite. They've waited in line for 2 hours, folks. That is very, very different than what you see in the Jewish media. They want you to believe, of course, that the whole world's going to go insane and start killing and raping as soon as their little financial system collapses. Now, the point I'm trying to make, we got our stuff. No one tried to take it from us. Everybody's very polite. People were still opening doors and saying, please, after you. right? There was none of that. And keep in mind, we just had two collapsed buildings that we were being told was an act of war. War, that is, right? We're you know, come on. In a very closed society where we all know, according to the news, the supply chain has been cut off, and yet no one is killing each other. No one's throwing cocktails. No one's, everybody's pulling. So you want to explain that to me? I can explain it. It's because what they show you in the movies is bunk. What they warn you about to sell you products is bunk. However, we were only closed down for a short period of time. There was no need to panic, per se. Now, if I would have got to that store later and found there not there to be no supplies, I might have panicked. But I still had running water, and I probably wouldn't have. You know, I didn't hear of anything happening anyway. So, not to mention you had the National Guard, you had the Army, and you had submachine guns everywhere. But the point I'm trying to make here, folks, is that we didn't go. Nobody walked into that store with gold. Nobody walked into that store with silver. Nobody walked into that store with anything but cash or credit. Okay? There was no one saying, oh my God, it's an emergency. We're in trouble. The system is going to crash. I'm going to get out my gold and try to pay. Honestly, folks, the stores wouldn't have taken it because the people working at stores don't know what you know. So what I want to suggest today, considering that for every man, woman, and child, there's only anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000, 1 to 2,000, 1 to 3,000, I don't know, somewhere under $3,000 per person that is actually in circulation right now. Okay? Now, I want to suggest to you that if all I had at the time was gold coins, I would have been really hard pressed. I mean, if anybody's ever seen those videos where, I think it was Mark Dice, not a big fan, but Mark Dice goes along and he offers people a gold coin at a ridiculously low price compared to the market price, and they look at him like he's absolutely nuts. They don't want to even touch the damn thing. It's not a real U.S. dollar. It's something they've never seen before. It's a piece of gold. Most people can't even afford a piece of gold or even silver, nor do they think about hoarding it. So what I'm telling you is that the only thing that people recognize, even immediately after an event like 9/11, is the U.S. dollar. Understand? Now, if the electricity would have went down, or the internet connection would have went down, then by all means, the only thing that would have been available and used as payment would have been the U.S. dollar. There would have been no sign on the door that said, we accept gold coins. These people aren't smart enough for that. I'm telling you. Okay? So, yes, I understand the compulsion because we've been trained to do it. We've been manipulated in every way, shape, and form to believe that what we're going to need is gold and silver. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to retract. I'm going to go against the whole darn thing. I'm going to say what you need is a bunch of dollar bills. Yeah, you can have 10s, 20s, 5s. That's fine. I'm going and I'm going to go get a bunch of dollar bills. You want to know why? Because that's the only thing that stores and other people are really going to be able to know, to recognize, to understand, to actually be able to understand what their value is. And even though they might mark up their prices in dollars, not in gold, in dollars, I'm still going to have the cash. Well, if the internet's down, if the electricity isn't working, I'm still going to have cash. And I guarantee you, I would bet my life, in fact, that for the first week, the first 2 weeks, maybe even the first month or two, but I'll go for at least the first week, and at least the first few critical hours that there's ever going to be this kind of situation again, as I experienced it firsthand, cash will be king. if you break out your gold and silver, you think you're all clever because you saved gold and silver, you're not, it's not, it's good. I'm telling you. Look, this quarter is pre-1964, and therefore its gold value is, its silver value is this. It's a 90% coin. For God's sake, can't you see? It's worth more than a quarter. They're going to look at you like, buddy, I've got 20 people behind you looking to buy the same thing. Get the hell out of my face. That's what people are going to say. Just like when I was a blackjack dealer and they told me to save silver coins or coins that were before a certain date, I looked at them like they were crazy. Why would I do that? I learned real quick, of course. The point is, most people are not like you. Now, I know that you've been trained, you've been told, you've been advertised to. And I'm not going against any of the advertisements, okay? Trust me. I'm not going against any of the advertisements. I understand their value and their worth. But I'm telling you that their worth is not as a tradable commodity. If you're trading that, then you're not going to get very much for its trade, because it's going to be based on what the dollar, what are people going to be looking at? They're going to say, okay, I remember what the dollar, you know, $5 could buy a loaf of bread. So your gold coin can buy this much based in dollars, but the dollar's devalued, so your gold is devalued. Nobody is going to sit there and break out a gold coin collector's book and say, oh, yeah, look at there, that's in fine, fine condition, and therefore I'm going to give you a little extra for your gold coin or your silver coin, because, no, they're going to look for cash. Yeah? This is just my opinion. This is based on an experience that I had personally, and I've had before, where the computers have been out, and they, you know, cash only. And you know, I've even seen people give people cash out of the goodness of their hearts when the computers are down and people are so dependent on credit that they can't pay for food or gas. I've seen people give cash to people. So my recommendation, folks, is that cash is going to be king for if there is indeed any kind of crash. Considering the fact that for every man, woman, and child, there's only about 2,000, if that, worth of actual circulatable dollars, physical, tangible dollars that you can touch and spend, I'm going to say, alongside your little gold coins, stash away a bunch of single dollar bills, because those are still going to have value. In fact, it's probably going to be the only thing that people are really considering until the reality of the situation comes into play and they realize that, and trust me when I say there's going to be very much people who are looking to collect all those dollars in ways, and they're going to end up in the hands of certain people. Those people are going to use those dollars for power. I don't think that people really think this through when they talk about, well, I'm just going to barter and trade my gold. No, I don't think you are. And if you do, I don't think you're going to get what you think it's worth. Now, when the realization comes about that there's no more dollars to be spent, someone's hoarding them, they've been collected, repossessed, whatever. Now, at that time, you know, I've said it before, I would rather have toilet paper than gold. I would rather have something tangible, something that I can wipe my butt with, rather than a piece of gold. I got to just be honest with you. The gold would be in a safe place waiting to be restored in the new system, whatever that's going to be. But until then, I'm not going to touch that gold, because I'm not going to get nearly what my intention of it was for. I intended for the price to go up, which is usury. Okay, that's a bad intent. You're going to get what you deserve. But if you're holding it for the purposes that we're talking about, to reintroduce it as a tool, as a hedge against this type of situation, absolutely. And it should be right next to your cash, because cash is going to be king in the type of situation we're talking about. And I can only say that because of my personal experience. That is it. Everybody is right now is relied on credit. When suddenly the banks close, the bank holiday happens, which is the one thing that I believe will happen in this kind of case, from all the Jonesian theory out there. You know, this to me makes sense. This is a logical and reasonable conclusion based on real world experiencing coming from me, truly, one who actually lived through 9/11, not just on television, but on my roof. All right. You know what? I don't know. We're having a few technical issues. I heard that we might have some calls. Looks like we're not going to commercial either. So I'll just tell the board op, if there are calls, just go ahead and put them through. And if someone's on, just to go ahead and, you know, interrupt. Because we're having a few Skype issues. I guess they can't message me, or I can't message them, or something. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, again, this notion that you're going to be saved by gold and silver is only a pipe dream. It's only... It was never a design. Well, I'll put it to you this way. The design of profiting from gold and silver, again, that's usury, first of all. So shame on us all for having that notion, first of all. Second of all, the drastic rise in gold prices was not only from people like Jones, Alex Jones, I'm saying, GCN, that's selling gold. It was not only from all the other stations that are promoting gold, because everybody got on the bandwagon, including this station, I'm sorry to say. And I'm not, again, I'm not going against the idea of having gold. I'm just saying there's a specific purpose for it. And it is not like toilet paper that you can get a lot cheaper and have a lot of. And trust me when I say that luxury item is going to be wanted and tradable. Whereas a piece of gold in a survival situation... probably not going to be that popular. Just again, my basic compunction here. What's going to save you? A piece of toilet paper? What's going to buy you a steak? A bunch of toilet paper? Let's see, your steak in old terms was about, what, 12 bucks worth of steak? Here's 12 bucks what it used to be worth of toilet paper. Let's make an even trade. Fine, but I look at that gold coin, I have no idea what its value is, especially if I've never heard of the whole gold and silver movement. All right, it has an unknown value. It has a statutory value of $42 per troy out. So, I mean, people, even the people out here in radio land that have been hoarding gold have no idea that there's actually a statutory price of gold. That's how ignorant we actually are of the whole thing. Okay, most people don't know about the gold fixing. You can go to gold fixing in Wikipedia and read about how the price of gold is established. It's established by the banks in the City of London, and the former banks of Rothschild, and the U.S. Treasury has an office there. The England has a treasury there, and they all get together. They decide what the price of gold is going to be every day. That's called the London fixing, folks. That is what values the gold. Do you think that that is not a fixed price? Do you think that's a random thing? Do you think that people don't know the future of what the gold price is going to be? Say, Alex Jones, and it starts promoting gold so that you buy it, driving up the price? Now, when people contact you and say, I've got this miracle stock, it's a penny stock, I want you to, you know, everybody should buy it. It's because they are buying it, and they want you to buy it to drive up the price. That's how the stock market works. If a bunch of people buy, they come in packets. There's 10,000 shares at a value of this you can buy. Then there's another 10,000 at a couple pennies higher, and another 10,000 at a couple pennies higher. So if I've got a penny stock that I buy for 20 cents on the dollar, I want you and you and you and you and everybody out there in my email blast to go and buy the stock. And the stock's going to go higher and higher because people are buying the packets. It just keeps going higher and higher. And then I sell my 20-cent stock for 40 cents. And I've just doubled my money because a bunch of idiots get on the bandwagon and start buying things that they shouldn't be buying. I'm sorry to be harsh. I don't mean to be offensive, but... I'm only appealing to the logic and reason of people today. I'm not interested in, you call me whatever names you want. I don't care. Names don't hurt me. Words no longer hurt me. I've figured out words. The point being, hey, listen, folks. I mean, I wish I could have filmed what I experienced, honestly. in New York, because it's the perfect example. And it's not what they portray. It's not what fearmongers portray. It's not what the movies portray. It's very much different. It brings people together, not separate them. It does something to people. Now, fast forward into the future, everything goes back to normal. People start using and abusing each other. That's normal. That's what's been normalized into society, into culture, into the worship of mammon, making money off of money. That's all we do. We are money, so we make up money off of each other. But when it comes to that kind of situation, folks, I'm sorry, but that is the time. That is the time when you're going to make, if you're smart, you're going to get up, you're going to talk to people, you're going to get people together, you're going to help people, you're going to show them what it is to be a community, if you will, a collective body that can protect each other in times when, you know, in our instance, of course, we had the recovery real quick. The truck started rolling back in. But when that's not the case, it's going to be a lot different. So anyway, that was my that was my rant. So I'm actually going to say, and I'm going to be very, very clear, that I think that the best investment that you can make is to get a bunch of ones, maybe $5 bills, nothing higher, and keep them. And keep them right next to your gold, because if there is this horrible thing that we keep hearing about that keeps getting preached to us, well, that's what's, cash is going to be king. I'm sorry. I've seen it firsthand twice. So it's just people aren't, I guess it's fair to say that people aren't as smart as you who have had the gumption to collect things like gold and silver. But please keep in mind that is, you know, what we said, that is not something that you're going to want to trade if you can avoid it. You want something tradable. The only thing that people are going to know, honestly, is cash, until the cash runs out, until people start hoarding it. At that point, you better have something besides gold to trade. That's all I can say, man. You want to be the cigarette guy? Great. I mean, think of the prison model. For instance, think of the prison model. If you know anything about prisons, I mean, they it's pretty disgusting the way they do it. Each prisoner gets a certain amount of points, and they go to the commissary, comes around, they buy cigarettes, et cetera, et cetera. It's really disgusting. It's like this little black market, and they trade their cigarettes, they do this, do favors for certain things. It's a really disgusting thing that we have allowed to happen in the prison industry, and that's probably more accurate to real life than it is anything else. They don't have gold and silver in there. They sell cigarettes. They trade for things that are actually wanted, needed. Gold is just not needed, folks, because there's no one putting them in machines. There's no reason for the value of gold to be high in a time when gold can't even be used to do or make anything, you see? So, you know, just my personal feeling, my personal logic and reason that I'm trying to direct at you, you better have some cash. That's all I can say. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Hopefully this will work. Richard in Washington, welcome. Do we have Richard?
Oh, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Hey, there he is. What's going on, man?
Hey, just three to support you real quick. My take on the Templars were they were the first international bankers. They're the ones that first produced the concept of the check. Basically, they traveled from country to country, quote-unquote, to protect the pilgrims. But in reality, what they did is they moved the gold, and why they were one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons they were eradicated was they became too powerful because they controlled the money. The second point, and I'm going by the time frame of your presentation. I played options in the stock market, and I followed two trends, one the Kondratieff wave, which is about every 50 years, and then a broker called Steve Pletz, who created a time frame where at the time of a lunar eclipse or a full moon, that's when the stock market collapses took place. But your program actually brought it to light. What happens is they are on a seven-year cycle.
They're on a lunar calendar.
Exactly. And 7 times 7, the Kondratieff wave, is the ultimate jubilee, as you pointed out. So when you look at it from that perspective, you know, everything now comes into better focus. These people that are looking for partial cycles can really bring on the full cycle, and that makes it much, much clearer. And I'm thinking you're right on. If you actually go online and look up Jewish dates in relation to the stock market, you find the same cyclical activity.
Yeah,
and you don't know exactly. You don't know exactly what's going to collapse, but they collapse something. They take their value back out of the market every 7 years.
Well, see, and that's the thing that I think it's hard for people to realize, is that the only collapse that actually happens is really with us. If we have $100,000 in savings and we lose three zeros or we lose 10% of the money, you know, we still have $1,000, right? We've lost the value of the money. These guys have trillions of dollars, so their three zeros takes them down to millionaires or billionaires, and we're left with as thousandaires. We're so, you know, in the perspective of the fractal, if you will, the fractions, the adding of zeros to things, take away a few zeros, government is still in the exact same place it is, and we are in the same exact place we are today. It just appears differently. The stock value goes from $100 to $10. The only point of having a stock is the ownership in the company, so that you can control the company. You can vote for who the board of directors are, which in turn votes for the CEO. You can vote on mergers and acquisitions, and that's why government has invested in all of the stock of companies. That's the purpose of it, is the control factor. That's why institutional holders, funds, etc., government owns 72% or so of Microsoft and Apple, etc., etc., etc. That's the purpose of stock. The value in dollars means virtually nothing compared to the control that actually ensues. If these things go out of business, no sweat off their back, because guess what? They bought the stock with the public funds. The public funds disappear, it's no sweat off their back. So they're literally, you know, it's us that is harmed in a financial way. They are simply, well, they are simply, you know, they're gaining by it, is what I'm saying. Even though they're losing a couple zeros, they're gaining in ways that we can't really comprehend.
Well, that's the way, if you look at it, and that's why I keep bringing up the year one and why we're in the year 2015, we've been in a modern feudal system, and what they want is control. They don't want, quote-unquote, ownership. They just want control, and we're the serfs. We're, you know, the best, as you pointed out, the best slave is the one who thinks he's free, and they've created the modern system, which is that in spades. And as you constantly point out, once you understand the language that they're actually using, you realize just how, complete this system is, and how totally in control they are, and control and developed this control for the over 2,000 years they've been in control, which is why they started dating it. And last, but not least, your prison system perspective is really true. I would suggest that you have like liquor and or cigarettes and or all the vices available, coffee, that can be easily stored and then can be traded. That will really help in a down situation.
Oh, yeah, and I think bullets, which will be outlawed probably, would be another thing to have that would be valuable. Anything that you think might be made illegal, if you will, or that the military, you know, I have them hidden somewhere. The point is, don't go by what you've been told by people trying to sell you these things. Go by your logic and your reason. Hey, stay tuned, Richard. I want to get your opinion about something here. Hold on, folks.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
All right, folks. Head now, head now. Welcome back. Richard, I wanted to ask you, because the other aspect of the confusion on my part, there's been two things that have always confused me about government finance and what it invests in. First of all, why does it invest in debt? Second of all, why, when it seems to be an enemy of the entire world, it promotes economic sanctions and all this, you know, Russia, China, all these different countries, why is it then the main investor in those countries? Why is it that we sunk $10 trillion into China to build up that entire infrastructure and make it a world power? Unless there was some plan. Why did we do the same with Russia? Why did we do the same with Mexico and all of the countries that we now have sweatshops in? Why is it that those corporations, which are American corporations technically, because we own them through stock investment, etc., corporate bonds, why is it that we've been building up the infrastructure of other countries while ignoring our own? Well, that makes a lot of sense, too, when you come down to it and think, well, gee. So what I wanted to ask you, Richard, is I have this strange information that I'd never heard before, and I wanted to get your take on this. Now, just let me read you a few of these. First one is, the shelves of Chinese bookstores have been lined with bestsellers on Jewish subjects, with such eye-catching titles as Talmud, the greatest Jewish Bible for making money, and Unveiling the Secrets of Jewish Success in World Economy. There's also Selling the Talmud as a Business Guide in China. Notions of Jewish business acumen lead to a publishing boom and stereotyping, a Newsweek article that was. There's documentary series, The Road to Jewish Civilizations, 12 episodes with English subtitles, introduce the Jewish people and the story of the State of Israel and its development in a historical, comprehensive, and systematic manner to Chinese audiences, from biblical times to modern State of Israel, the 21st century. And that's from the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. You have a Chinese professor devotes life to the study of Jewish soulmates. What's most interesting is this one, an article on Ying Han. Now, Han, apparently there's a whole Jewish people in that are Chinese in China, and they've just embraced it, and they were allowed to stay there as long as they, you know, did their thing and became part of the culture. An article on Ying Han, who became interested in the Jewish literature and Kabbalah via her translations of Isaac Bashevis' Singer's short stories. If Chinese B'nai B'rith magazine, fall 2011, in the East, learning from the West, and bringing Judaic studies to China. So I'm looking at China going, wow, there's all these empty cities. There's all these new cities that they're building without people. We've put trillion, like literally 10 trillion, probably more than that by now. If I look at the financial reports, I see China, 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 China. Everything revolving around Fukushima, TEPCO, all the prefectures, all owned by this government. Now, when we're talking about a change of empire, am I crazy to think, well, gee, maybe China is going to be the next Jewish-controlled Talmudic empire, kind of like America?
Well, you're exactly right. If you study history, that's really the key, and you've done a lot of that. You find what you have to do as you circulate among the world. Like I've pointed out, the world started in an area surrounding Italy. That was the whole world at that time until they discovered other continents and explored those. So what you're doing is you're husbanding, I guess you'd call it, the resources. So when one area's level of resources gets low and becomes overpopulated, you have to move to another level. But you always have to have the same template of control. And what I've tried to point out was what the Roman propagandists decided was they'd take the Jewish model and they'd change that a little bit and include the Roman law and in the New Testament. Essentially, that was the Old Testament revised to fit into the Roman standards, and then you apply that. Well, now we're going to apply that to China, and before that we applied that to Russia, so that the transition would be smooth. And I just suggest as a possible area of study, you see the first beta test was a transition from the sterling to the dollar. Okay, the sterling used to be the reserve currency, it was transitioned to the dollar, and now we're going to...
And that happened during the Jubilee period, the Shemitah.
Exactly. And now we're going to have that same transition. This is going to be the transition period. In fact, a little ironic, this is the year 5775 in the Jewish calendar, a reverse order designation, if that's significant. But now you have the transition from the dollar to the yuan, or whatever they're going to call it. And so there's going to be that transition period, which, you know, you've adequately discussed earlier in the show. And if you get your way through that, you're back in the feudal system. But you're at the feudal system in a different resource base, because now we have the resource base of the Chinese, where we've been flooding their system with all this monetary control status, and so now we have a new area where they're essentially going to work their magic.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy when you think about it, because they are the beneficiary of our well-being, basically, and then that debt is just going to be erased, and they're not going to owe the United States. I mean, what's going to be left of the United States to force all these different countries out there to pay their debts? I mean, it's crazy to think of. Hey, Richard, thanks for the call, man.
One last thing before you go. You work with Bert, and that was my question to Bert, and that's what you just brought up. Unless you have a court of last resort, where are you going to take any complaints? And that's what they've done. They've eradicated the legal system. We're now in the feudal system, and there's no place to go. It's just, you know, tough. You know, if you have a problem, no place to address it.
It's true, and you have to have that government to protect whatever your endeavors are. That's an unfortunate reality. It's hard to face. I unfortunately, I agree with you, man. Now let's go to Mitch in Ohio. Welcome, Mitch.
You started out the show talking about the Jubilee, and then you got into the Federal Reserve and the value of gold. I'm wondering if what you're trying to say is that the Federal Reserve is owned by Jewish people, and that the true value of the ounce of gold is going to be $40. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. The Federal Reserve is not owned by anybody. That's the fallacy. The Federal Reserve is chartered by Congress, and it can be ended by Congress at any time. If you want a proof of that, you just go to Ron Paul's End the Fed Bill. It says right there, it's just going to be dissolved. Well, how can that happen unless it's part of government? So the creator controls.
So how does the Jubilee tie into this whole conversation is what I'm trying to figure out.
The Jubilee is scheduled, the 70-year Jubilee, for which empires rise and fall according to the Jewish calendar. If you look that up, it's the month of Elul, and Elul 13th, if I'm not mistaken, is the exact date of the end of the Jubilee, 70-year Jubilee. It started in September of 2014. It ended in 2015. They call this a Shemitah. If you look up Shemitah, I think it's Shemitah. You can see this guy. I can't remember his name, but it's all over. It's becoming, if you will, viral. This guy, it's like listening to someone reveal the plans of an ancient civilization that has been basically popping in and out empires and doing what you say. Now, when you're talking about money changers or money controllers, the Federal Reserve is just a tool. You shouldn't look at it as anything other than a corporation of government. You gotta start blaming government, not its corporations. Government is key. Government is the controller and creator, and the maxim of law is very specific. The controller or the creator controls. So the whole Federal Reserve myth, the mythology, the G. Edward Griffin, all of that stuff, I have proven in triplicate is not true. And I back it up with facts, not just this weird patriot mythology that you hear. People don't like me for that because it goes against their religion. But look, I mean, I've got a couple articles on my blog on it that go through the whole darn thing. People have to realize that it's government that controls the Fed, not the other way around. They also have to realize that when the president was given unlimited dictatorial powers in 1933, so was the Secretary of Treasury. That is what's controlling the entire financial structure, not the Fed itself. The Fed is very much bound by the rules that govern it. It cannot do anything that it is not told to do by government, and government passed the law that said that the Fed's not to tell government what it's doing. It's a big trick. Anyway, folks, thanks for joining me today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
With financial uncertainty.